Hi, everyone, and welcome to the week of February 11th through February 17th. The alignment that definitely takes the spotlight this week is the conjunction between Mars and Uranus in Aries at 29 degrees. This is a pretty big deal because this energy can either be extremely volatile or it can mean complete freedom in whatever stage in your life that this alignment falls in. So in order to understand the energy as a whole, I want to break down the energy into digestible pieces so that you can place it in your life however it fits best. Whether you are knowledgeable about your birth chart or not, you're the one living your life and you know what's going on in it. And the energy is going to relate to you one way or another. And for energy that is this strong and this powerful and so fire-filled, it's better to understand the energy that's available, even if you don't understand exactly how to handle it, exactly what may come from it, because this type of energy is unpredictable, almost uncontrollable energy. So what you can do in order to better handle it is just understand the energy, understand that sometimes the things that happen are just a part of life, and how you can remain grounded in order to detach yourself from what's going on, be able to view it from, you know, a few steps back, and in order to proceed with what this energy is trying to teach you. So I start with explaining to you the energy of Uranus. In the simplest terms, Uranus is the development of individuality, the development of the capacity to question authority, to transcend cultural and social programming. So some of the questions that may come up with this type of energy are, in what department of my life am I most willing to function without social approval? How appropriate is that question now in the times that we're living in now, with social media all over the place? You know, whether we have a 9-to-5 job, whether we're completing school or not, the reasons behind why we have that job, the reasons behind why we're completing school, the reasons behind why we want to be parents or not, the reasons why we raise our children a certain way or not. So with these questions coming up, an even bigger question that can come up is, where must I learn to break the rules and follow my own path? And when you begin to think about that question and where it falls in your life and how that hits you in your heart, it's something that can be really difficult to deal with, because this isn't just about society, you know, our neighbors and the people who follow us on social media or not, our friends or coworkers. This is sometimes something that we have to break through within our homes, perhaps with our spouses, with our partners, with our parents, sometimes even with your own children. I don't have children of my own, but I know that it took me a long time to realize that my parents are just people, and that sometimes they behaved and raised my siblings and I in the way that they thought they were supposed to raise us, because that's what their parents told them to do. And so I see how in many ways they never questioned that, and that's okay. They did the best they could with what they knew. But when it comes to us, we're in 2019, we have so many resources at our disposal. How do these resources help us question our place in this world? How much do they help us question? And how much do they cage us? Because the thing with resources, and one thing that we can do sometimes, is that we can hold on to something so tight and again fall into a trap of inflexibility that then makes this newly found information our one and only truth. See, on the flip side of the Uranus energy, Uranus can be stubborn and unreliable and irresponsible and selfish and insensitive. And so with that rigidness comes this close-mindedness that is the complete opposite of what Uranus is known for. So in that strive to seek this freedom, to disconnect ourselves from the validation of others, we can become very, very close-minded. And there's the balance that we have to watch. But when we are aware that that's something that we have to look out for, then we can have a bigger sense of the entire picture, and that entire picture being our lives. Now, let me break down a little bit of the Mars energy. Mars's function in astrology and in our lives is the development of the will, the development and the expansion of our courage, becoming assertive in that which we believe in. It's really that plain and simple. It's the principle of the I. It's the principle of what do I believe and do I have the courage? Am I brave enough to stand for that? And there's really not much more to it. I mean, in terms of its simplicity, in terms of its directness, that's the way it is. Have you ever had a conversation with someone who has a strong Mars in their chart, or perhaps just a Mars in Aries, and their way of speaking to you is incredibly direct? The simplicity that comes with that directness is just so beautiful in a sense. Because you know exactly where you stand. You know exactly what you need to do in order to get from A to B. That's it. My brother is a Sun in Aries, Mercury in Aries, and he is the most unapologetically direct person I have ever met. And while sometimes it can come off as a little harsh because it is just so direct and just so fiery, in another way, you know exactly where you stand with him. And him having that combination of Sun, Mercury, Aries, and then Mars, Venus, and Aquarius, you have to understand that there's an energy right there of detachment. Because if you don't stand per se well with him, it's okay. It's not personal. It just means that you don't mix well with him. And that's it. There's something so refreshing about that type of energy, because why would you want to carry on someone's energy when you don't have to? Why do you have to seek approval of someone who doesn't necessarily want to, in a sense, approve of you? And that's exactly what this energy is about, being your own individual self unapologetically, and understanding what that means to you, how important that is to you. And that's where courage comes from. That's where being brave enough to stand for what you believe in comes from. So some of the questions that may come up with this Martian energy combined with Uranus is, where must I be more assertive if I'm not to suffer pointless conflict and strife? Because remember, the energy of Mars is unapologetic, and Uranus can do the same thing. So is there a way for you to stand your ground and be courageous enough to stand behind what you believe in without unnecessary conflict or strife? What battles do you choose to face in order to be who you authentically, truly, and simplistically are? Now, as we move on to understand the energy of Aries, some of this energy is going to seem very similar to the energy of Mars. I mean, Mars rules Aries. It is the first sign of the zodiac. So Mars leads, as a true leader, the entire zodiac. So the Aryan energy can be very charging and fierce and unyielding. And you know, the archetype of Aries is the warrior. And so in that sense, if it goes into battle, it is not afraid or intimidated to go into battle because it understands where it stands. Aries energy is definitely a life force. And without that energy in our zodiac, in our chart, in astrology, we wouldn't have the stamina to do much, to do anything really. It would just be kind of stagnant, and we wouldn't have the sense of pursuit, the sense of going after what we want, which when elevated to a higher state of consciousness becomes what teaches us again what true courage and will mean. Now, those I say those words and it seems like I say them lightly, but I don't. Sometimes people confuse courage and will with stubbornness and with, you know, ignoring everyone and everything else around you. And there is a way for you to be an individual without having to completely cut those around you, cut them out of your life, without completely having any kind of regard for how they feel or what they may think or the role that they play in your life. I understand that there are extreme situations in which sometimes people cannot be a part of your life, and that will be something that you choose individually and according to your own situation. But courage comes with you being able to stand in the middle of society, still being your true self, but being able to also accept those around you for who they are and for where they are in their own path. So now that you've gotten a little bit of the energy of these three components of the Mars-Uranus conjunction, the entire point of an energy like this, which we are so blessed with, is breaking free. Breaking free, but what does breaking free mean to you? And it's not something that's going to just come out of, well, it is something, an event may occur, whether it's exterior or interior, that just seems to come out of nowhere. But what something like this does, it's kind of like it checks us. It's a checkpoint in which it makes us question, have we been doing the inner work that is necessary in order for us to know exactly who we are? In order for us to know that we are in fact limitless beings that can in fact live the life that we imagine living. Now, I want to break that down as well, what I just said, because it's not just about accomplishing stuff. It's not just about looking a certain way in society. It's not about the labels. It's not about the houses, the cars, the salary. Sometimes being courageous enough to be who we are means feeling exactly what we need to feel unapologetically. Let me give you an example. I had a client who this conjunction falls in her seventh house. Now, mind you that whenever there's any astrological event, you don't necessarily always feel it on the day of, and that's it. Some energy lingers, and some energy lingers 2 weeks prior and 2 weeks after a certain event. So for her, it already happened. So this particular conjunction fell in her seventh house of partnership. Now, it made other aspects to her chart, but just to keep it as simple as possible, she had this argument with her partner. And in that argument, she was completely vulnerable and completely herself and opened up herself to him in a way that she had never done with anyone before. She confessed to him that she was afraid of losing him, that she felt intimidated by his art and by the things that he did outside of their relationship, and that she had a hard time sharing him. She said those exact words, not to manipulate him, not to make him feel sorry for her, but she said them because she finally needed to let those things out. Now, mind you, this is a girl who's been doing work for several years now. And so she says these things to him, knowing that they are not the highest manifestation of energy. She understands that. But there's a part of her that needed to be that vulnerable and needed to say those things out loud in order to release them, in order to break free from them. Now, how authentic is that? And hasn't that happened to you at some point where you sometimes just need to say things out loud in order for you to hear yourself say them and perhaps say, this is kind of silly, I need to readjust my behavior? But in that, there can come some shame and there can come some self-bashing and just being mean to yourself. And that's unnecessary. This kind of direct energy and direct freedom has no room for self-bashing. It becomes irrelevant. The point of the energy and the point of my client's, you know, reaction to that fight wasn't for her to feel sorry for herself, to bash herself, and it wasn't for her boyfriend to do the same to her. It was simply for her to break free. In that moment, she needed to break free. She needed to be vulnerable enough to say these things out loud, because for so long, she had been wanting to do that in previous relationships. She wanted to simply express herself very in the most raw way and could not, because she didn't have the safe space. And that's okay. She happens to be with a partner now that creates that safe space for her, and who happened to be compassionate with the things that she said, because she was allowed to explain that she was merely expressing herself because she needed to, and she understood that she didn't want these beliefs to tie her down. She didn't want to any longer be a slave to these beliefs of insecurity and, you know, of fear, really. So in her own way, she broke free. Something transcended in their relationship from that point on. So for them, this alignment became very, very clear. And what's so interesting is that this alignment, like I said earlier, fell in her seventh house of partnerships and fell in his fourth house of home. And he has Venus in the fourth house. They live together. So the fourth house of home for him not just means the four walls that surround them. It means the foundation of his life. Now, this shifted something in his foundation with her, because now they know exactly what is going on in their relationship, what some of the underlying fears are, particularly with her, and they can move forward. They can take steps to better that part of the relationship. And you see, it has nothing to do with anything exterior. They didn't buy a new house. They didn't move. You know, they didn't get a promotion at work. It had nothing to do with that, but it had everything to do with being just extremely genuine with one another, extremely accepting and compassionate of one another, simply by being very direct and very raw of what was going on inside. If that's not a breakthrough, I don't know what is. Because thankfully, they've both done enough work on their own to be able to see this situation with compassion. And something that started off as a petty fight really became something that brought them closer together, and that really it's kind of laying the groundwork for what they need to do together in order to become closer, in order to lose again these fears. So my client did not see this coming. Like always, you don't really know how certain energy, how certain alignments are going to manifest, and that's okay. This energy is going to force you, whether you like it or not, to be very real, very honest, and very direct. But one thing that you have to keep in mind is that you always have to go back to yourself and what this means to you. Because what my client could have done in that sense was just blame her boyfriend for everything that she was feeling, instead of going inward and saying, this is how I feel. This is my thing. This is what's causing the fights. And I'm really, really sorry. Please stand by me while I work this out. Now, I hope for all of you that you have someone that gives you that kind of space where you can do that. And if you don't have, that you don't have that, that you find somewhere where you can do that. Because again, these types of alignments, yes, they can do wonders. They can, you know, catapult you to the next step of your career, to the next step of your life. That's great. But the biggest breakthroughs that we can ever have are the breakthroughs that happen within us. That kind of thing that just really, you just can't deny what's going on within yourself anymore. And you accept it and you take responsibility with love and with compassion in order to move forward. So, like I said earlier, or I'm not sure if I said it earlier or not, this alignment is going to happen the 13th or the 14th, depending on where you live. So hopefully you can take the first couple of days to kind of write down what grounds you, what you believe in, what your values are. Because if something unexpected happens, whether it's this week or the next couple of weeks, or seemingly unexpected happens, you can kind of come back to yourself. You can come back to yourself and take responsibility for whatever is unfolding in your life and really be able to look at it from afar in order to be able to walk into the situation and come out of it a much stronger and courageous person. Anyway, if you have any questions, you can always reach me on Instagram, Facebook, or even on the blog below. And I wish you all a great week. Thanks so much.